And we continue looking at Padre Pio's 10 spiritual counsels for us to enable us to live a better Christian life. So these, of course, are important milestones. And he's going to be speaking against anxiety and towards our heavenly reward, how important that is, Christ as our role model, and also about Christian joy and happiness. So please do join us for this talk. Welcome to our channel on Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, who was a Capuchin friar, mystic, tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about the life of Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. Just a quick reminder that every Friday we do have a Mass celebrated in which we bring your petitions to Padre Pio in this Mass. All you have to do is enroll your petitions, and you can see the video on the end screen how to do that. And it would be tremendous if everyone would participate in this Padre Pio apostolate. It would be tremendous if you would help us by liking the video and sharing this video with your friends and with your colleagues. In point number 7, Padre Pio talks about never worrying. He insists that anxiety is the mother of all imperfections. He tells us that the devil uses worry to defile our good works. And in fact, it is due to a lack of trust in divine goodness. Through worry, Padre Pio says, our sweet Lord has just been prevented from giving us so many graces, because in fact we have closed the door of trust to him. He tells us that worry dries up Christian piety and makes it all sterile. So don't worry about anything, he urged those who sought his advice. You have only one thing to worry about, in fact, he says, and that is loving Jesus, loving virtue, and aspiring to reach heaven. That's the important thing in life. And whenever you trust what he called to our little mother, of course that's the Mother Mary, she will support you and she extends her hands to you. And not only is it evil to worry about future events, but anxiety about one's salvation as well is also harmful. We have to avoid all of these things. And don't worry, said Padre Pio, but just do your best, and Jesus will always be happy with that. Point number 8, aspire towards your heavenly reward. So, of course, this is about heaven now. Padre Pio made it absolutely clear that life would, in fact, be unbearable. It would be meaningless without this hope in heaven. In heaven, the child of God is always happy, united with those he loves, his family and his friends. And when their father died, Padre Pio told the two sisters to console themselves with the sweet thought that their father is in fact not dead, but he lives now a life of joy that will never end. He said he lives in heaven and he lives among those whom he loves. And to another couple who had just lost their 2-year-old son, he wrote to them, your son is in paradise. He's protecting you and helping you and smiling at you and preparing a place for you. So this is just a little glimpse into what is happening in heaven. And when someone asked him if we will see our loved ones in heaven, Padre Pio responded, and what sort of a heaven would that be if we don't have those whom we love with us? To another person he explained, the joy of paradise will be enough forever. Every sacrifice that has been made here on this earth will be rewarded there. And heaven is total and continuous joy. We will be constantly thanking God there. And it is useless for us even to try to guess what heaven will be like. We just cannot understand it. But when the veil of this life is lifted up, then we'll understand things totally differently. And Padre Pio also counseled, trust and hope in the merits of Jesus, and thereby even the very poorest clay will become the finest gold shining in the palace of the heavenly King. And now Padre Pio talks about placing our trust in Christ as our personal savior. So it almost sounds an evangelical concept, but for Padre Pio it was very important. And he believed that people can and should choose to serve God. To a correspondent, he wrote, "I want you to be saved at all costs. And for that, you must surrender to Jesus." On another occasion, he wrote, "I want you to be saved. And when will you give me this consolation, my brother?" People must abandon themselves to Jesus, he said, as a child in its mother's arms. Padre Pio also exhorted his followers in this way: "Whom have I here on this earth but our Lord? And whom do I have in heaven but you, my Jesus? You are the God of my heart and my inheritance, and I desire you forever." So that is about Jesus as our personal Lord. And then finally, we're having a look at joy in the Christian life. And although in his life, Padre Pio was closely connected with suffering, yet he was a very cheerful and happy, jovial man. And he told his spiritual child, Cerise, that she must shut down the melancholy. "Joy together with peace is the sister of charity," he told her. "And be of good mood, because he who opens the wounds in our lives also knows how to close and to heal them." Padre Pio also seemed concerned that people were too concerned with miracles and things. And he said, "I am convinced that many people do not want to live by faith, but are seeking only the extraordinary." And to people who wrote to him looking for miracles, he counseled them, "Live by faith." The saint promised his spiritual children that he would guide them throughout this life, and he would do everything for their salvation. "Can I ever forget those who I have regenerated in grace? Can I be like a wicked mother who bears a child and then abandons it?" Padre Pio said to them. And then soon we're going to have another video about Padre Pio, and this will be about the transverberation, which is a story about how an angelic being thrust a lance through the heart of Padre Pio. Something very real and unexpected. And we do, our videos come out 3 times a week, so do watch our videos, do follow us. If you're not receiving reminders of our videos, make sure that you have subscribed to this channel and click that reminder bell as well.